In this episode, I'm going to show you how to install Windows 10 IoT Core onto your Raspberry Pi 2. I'm Kenny Spade, and this is The Maker Show. This is the Raspberry Pi 2. It's essentially a $35 computer that can act as your entry into the Internet of Things. The Raspberry Pi sits somewhere between an Arduino and your home PC in that it can both interface directly with Maker components and it runs a full operating system. As a developer who targets primarily the Microsoft stack, I was excited to hear about Windows 10 IoT Core, a version of Windows 10 that runs on devices like the Raspberry Pi 2 and would allow me to transfer my experience developing Windows Universal apps over to this device. Now, earlier this week, the Raspberry Pi Foundation announced the new Raspberry Pi 3, an upgrade to the Raspberry Pi 2. From everything I've read so far, they did a lot to make sure that they would have compatibility between the devices, so everything I talk about today should transfer over to the Raspberry Pi 3. While the Raspberry Pi 2 lists for $35, you'll typically find it online for closer to $40. You'll also soon find that the Raspberry Pi 2 by itself won't really do anything. At the very least, you'll need to add on a microSD card to hold the operating system. A keyboard and mouse, or a keyboard with a trackpad, are useful for setup and also for certain scenarios. My favorite is this all-in-one media keyboard, but for portability, I also like this miniature wireless USB keyboard. You can use the Raspberry Pi 2 headless, but for setup in certain applications, you'll need a display. Any HDMI monitor or television should work, but I'm a big fan of the official 7-inch touchscreen, and this stand helps keep the display upright. There are also some designs available to 3D print stands if you have a 3D printer. You'll definitely need to connect the Raspberry Pi 2 to your network for certain scenarios, so you can either use the built-in Ethernet port or pick up a Wi-Fi module. I've had the best luck with the official Wi-Fi module. The Raspberry Pi 3 will come with a built-in Wi-Fi adapter, which is a great addition. Finally, if you're going to be tossing the Raspberry Pi 2 into your bag, you'll want an enclosure. Again, there are models you can 3D print, but I like the Pi 10. To get started, we'll need a few things. First of all, you'll need a Windows 10 computer. You'll also need your Raspberry Pi 2, of course, and a microSD card. Visit dev.windows.com/IoT and click on Get Started Now. On the Get Started page, we're going to get the Windows 10 IoT Core dashboard. Click on the Download button and save the setup file to your computer. Once you've saved the setup, go ahead and run it and install the IoT Core dashboard. We'll use the IoT dashboard to download and install the Windows 10 IoT Core image onto your microSD card. Click on Setup a New Device, choose the device type that you're going to be installing onto, and the version of Windows 10 IoT Core you'd like to install. Insert a microSD card into your computer, and select your SD card from the drop-down here. Click on I accept the software license terms, and click download and install. This will download the version of the Windows 10 IoT Core you've selected, and flash this to your SD card. Of course, you made sure that the microSD card didn't have anything important on it, so go ahead and click on continue to erase everything on that card and flash Windows 10 IoT Core. This will take a little while, so I'll go ahead and fast forward through it. Once the flashing is completed, you can go ahead and remove the microSD card from your computer and insert it into your Raspberry Pi 2. Insert the microSD card into the slot on the bottom of the Raspberry Pi 2. Plug in your display, a mouse, and a keyboard, and then plug in power using a microSD cable. Your first boot might take a little while, but subsequent boots will be much faster. On your first boot, you'll get this configuration screen that'll allow you to choose your language, and if you've got a Wi-Fi adapter, allow you to connect to your wireless network. And that's it. We've got Windows 10 IoT Core running on this Raspberry Pi 2. So let's take a look at what you get with the out-of-box experience. So this gives you your device information. This will give you information about your device name, any network connection that it has, your IP address, which is incredibly useful for our next couple of steps where we're going to connect to this through a web browser and connect via PowerShell, and a couple of tutorials. So this allows you to kind of take a look at what you can do with the Windows 10 IoT core. If you want to jump straight to your Hello World of IoT, go ahead and click on Hello Blinky, and we've got a built-in application that will allow you to blink a little green light up at the top. Click Start, and we'll both blink this virtual LED and this real LED on your device. You can take a look at the code for this over at windowsondevices.com. This is the IoT Core default app, so all of the code is available for this application. So next, let's go ahead and connect this to the network. You'll either need an Ethernet cable or a Wi-Fi adapter. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and use the Ethernet and simply plug this connection in to the Ethernet adapter on the Raspberry Pi 2. Once you've connected your Ethernet cable, you'll notice that the status changes to show that you've connected to the Ethernet, and also updates with your IP address, which allows you to connect remotely into this device. You can navigate to that IP address directly at port 8080 to access the Windows device portal in your browser, but I'm going to show you how you can do this using the IoT dashboard. Click on My Devices, and you'll notice that your Raspberry Pi 2 is listed along with the IP address and a couple of quick links. Settings allows you to change the device name, change your password, or access the Windows device portal. Or from that list, you can click on this globe to go directly to the device portal. When you navigate to that address, it will prompt you for a username and password. By default, the username is administrator, and the password is password in lowercase, where the A is an at sign and the O is a zero. Logging in will give you access to a number of different utilities on this device, including the ability to, again, change your device name and change your password, set your time zone, view the installed and running apps, and deploy an app, view the running processes, assess your device performance through a few charts, including CPU, memory, GPU, dedicated memory, connect to remote debugging, access real-time ETW tracing and performance tracing. View all of the devices attached to your Raspberry Pi 2. Manage paired Bluetooth devices. Change your audio settings. View your current network information and connect to a new wireless network. And also access Windows Update so you can update your device without having to redeploy to your SD card. The last thing we're going to look at today is launching a PowerShell session and connecting remotely to your Raspberry Pi 2. To start a session with your Raspberry Pi 2, you'll first need to create a trust relationship between your host PC and your device. Launch a PowerShell instance as administrator. From the PowerShell console, we'll want to type the following. Set item /localhost/client/trustedhosts-value, and then the IP address of your Raspberry Pi. And press Enter. It'll prompt to make sure that you want to do this. Press Y and hit Enter. There is a known issue with PowerShell that can cause a stack overflow exception on the PowerShell client machine. So to work around this, go ahead and type this before we actually join that PowerShell session. Type remove-module ps-readline-force. And now we can go ahead and enter a PowerShell session. So type in enter-ps-session-computer-name. Space, the IP address for your Raspberry Pi. Space, -credential. Again, your IP address for your Raspberry Pi. /administrator. And press Enter. a password credential prompt will pop up. Go ahead and put in your password. Again, by default, that's password, all in lowercase, with an at for the A and a zero for the O. And press enter. Now, this might take 30 seconds or more to actually connect into the remote PowerShell session, so don't worry if this takes a little while. Once you've connected, you'll notice that each line is prefixed with the IP address of the remote machine. That means that we're actually running the commands on your remote machine. So for example, if I were to get a directory listing, it would show me the directory listing for my remote device. You can run just about any PowerShell script on your Raspberry Pi 2, which gives you an incredible configuration utility. I'm going to go ahead and rename my device by typing set computer name, space, the name that I want to change it to. So I'll go ahead and change mine to spade-pi2 and hit enter. The computer name will change, but I'll need to reboot to actually see the changes. I can either reboot from the Raspberry Pi interface by clicking this power button in the top right, or I can do it from PowerShell. Just type shutdown, /R/T, and then 0 to say that you want to reboot right now. The command will execute and then drop you back to the prompt. Now, if you type anything in here, it'll show that you're no longer connected to that session because you just rebooted your Raspberry Pi 2. But as we see, our Raspberry Pi 2 is rebooting. When I get back to the main page of my Raspberry Pi 2, I'll notice that my device name has, in fact, changed here. So that's it. You've installed Windows 10 IoT Core onto your Raspberry Pi 2. In future episodes of The Maker Show, we'll show you what else you can do with your Raspberry Pi 2 running Windows 10 IoT Core.